Mountain East, Singapore. At all the places of the world where danger and intrigue walk hand in hand, there you will find Steve Mitchell on another dangerous assignment. Dangerous Assignment, starring Lloyd Burrell as Steve Mitchell.
Morning, Commissioner. You sent for me.
Steve, ever hear of the boot grab?
Sounds like a new wrestler's hold.
The fortune in stolen gems are treasures and money. Loot picked up by the Nazis during the war when they took over in Italy for Benito. This particular loot never reached Berlin.
Mm-hmm.
When our army started making things a little too hot for the Nazis in Italy, the loot was buried in Naples. Shortly afterward, our boys caught up with a certain Nazi unit, took several prisoners. Among the prisoners were two officers.
Connected with the loot?
Yeah, very much so. They were the only ones who knew where it was buried. They tried to make a deal with us, the loot in exchange for their freedom.
They could have been trying to pull a fast one, Commissioner.
No, no. The deal they offered was this. We'd recover the loot first and then release it.
Sounds solid enough. So what happened?
And before we could do anything about it, the Nazis launched a desperate counterattack and our prisoners escaped. That was the last we heard of the officers until yesterday.
Don't tell me they've suddenly turned up in Naples again.
Exactly. Former Italian newspaper man recognized one of them in the street, followed him, and found the second officer. Italian police are keeping their eyes on the two, Kohler and Scheibel.
So how do we fit into this picture?
The story of the boot grab has received a great deal of publicity during the past year. Certain newspapers are playing it up, trying to make us look bad, trying to drive a wedge between us and the Italian people.
You mean they're saying we actually did make a deal? That we picked up the loot?
That's what they want the Italians to believe. Rumors are flying thick and fast, Steve. Now get over to Naples, stick close to Kohler and Scheibel, find that treasure, see to it that it's returned to the Italian people. Well, that's it. Got your assignment, Steve. Good luck.
Assignment. Get over to Naples, Italy, stick on the trail of a couple of ex-Nazi officers, and hope it leads me to a treasure in stolen gems, art treasures, and money. Loot we're supposed to have grabbed for ourselves, according to a certain hostile press. It's early Saturday evening when I arrive. I check with the local law, and 15 minutes later, I'm walking down a quiet Naples street with Inspector of Police Mario Fabrini.
There is something, Senor Mitchell, which disturbs me.
What is it, Inspector?
Well, many years have gone by since the end of the war.
So?
Well, why have these two men, Kohler and Scheibel, waited all this time to return to Napoli to seek out the treasure?
Could be any number of reasons.
Such as?
They might have been detained. Forcibly, that is. Prison or labor camp. We don't know what happened to them after they returned to Germany. Might have been sent to the Eastern Front.
That is possible, yes.
Then again, we don't know where they buried the treasure.
Well, what is there to do with it?
Suppose the stuff was dumped into the sea. It'd take a lot of money to finance a salvage operation.
Of course you would.
So right there, you have two reasons why they show up after all these years. Third, suppose the treasure is buried in a place they couldn't get to until now.
There is a building up ahead at the corner.
That where Kohler and Scheibel are staying?
Yes, here rooming out.
How long they've been there, do you know?
Oh, over a month, I understand. And we have only been observing them for a few days.
Got one of your men in there?
Yes, in the room across the courtyard. Two men, a 24-hour watch.
Any interesting developments?
They act as ordinary tourists would. Visit points of interest, cafes, parks, museums, so on. Or this way. Dispatches these into the courtyard.
They have any friends in town, Inspector?
Not that I know of, no. How about money? They seem pretty well fixed.
Sure, I would say so. They spend freely.
Wonder why they picked a place like this to stay in.
Not very fashionable, is it?
Tell me, Inspector, did the Nazis take over any of these buildings during the war?
Oh, yes. Practically all of them at one time or another, offices, barracks, so on. Here we are.
Good evening, Inspector.
See you, Monsieur the Sergeant Renfro, Sergeant.
How do you do, Senor?
Anything to report, Sergeant.
They've not left their room all day. You see, the lights are on now.
Is that their room? Ground floor?
Yeah, that's the back.
They have any visitors today or this evening?
None. That is, except the men who delivered a trunk this morning.
A trunk? Looks like they expect to stay a while.
Yes, it would seem. Just a moment.
What is it?
One of them is leaving the room now. Coming across the courtyard.
That is the one called Cola. All right, sir, you follow him.
Wait a minute. Let me have this one, Inspector. I need the exercise.
Very well, as you wish, senor.
I take off after Cola, keep half a block behind, and then when we hit a more crowded street, I move in closer. Finally, he goes into an apartment building, comes out a few minutes later with a blonde dangling on his arm. They go down the street to a cafe, settle down to dinner, and I settle at the bar. An hour later, they step out into the street and into a cab. I grab the only other one that's handy. Only it's occupied.
Excuse me, Signore, but I have hired this car. I am sorry.
So am I. Look, I need it, Buster. How about it?
No, but, Signore, I'm waiting for...
So I can't wait. I'll make a deal.
Out of the question, please. I cannot. Now, Signore, please.
Look, I don't want to lose track of someone in the cab just pulling away.
Can we? I know. Hand of Londe.
What
is it, John? She just came out of the cafe.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so will you...
Your wife? Yes, of course. Your wife and her... Signore. Why did you not tell me this? How can I refuse? Of course, I cannot refuse. Driver, follow the taxi. Faster, driver! Faster! You do not want to lose them, Signore? Signore?
Mitchell.
Rest is the party at your service, Signor Mitchell. My car.
Attorney at law.
Yeah, perhaps there can be a further service. That is to say, a divorce, perhaps, then?
I don't think so.
You are eating your heart out, Signore, for a woman who is not worthy. Let her go. You will be happier. Much happier.
Now, look,
believe me, Signore. I know how well I know. Women, though they cannot be trusted.
Sounds like you had a bitter experience, Mary.
Oh, for 20 years, Signore. Yes, 20 long years. I know women. Yes. Why do you think I was waiting and watching outside that cafe a moment ago?
Your wife? Oh, you mean she...
My wife?
Huh?
No, she is at home. I was spying on someone. I suspect what, as you would say, to timing me. It was my secretary.
Quarter of an hour later, we pull up in front of an amusement park. The party gives me a warm, sympathetic look, a firm handshake, and I blend into the crowd. After a fast whirl on the merry-go-round, a spin on the Ferris wheel, I tag along behind Cola and girlfriend as they enter the Chamber of Horrors. It isn't hard to keep up with them at first, but I lose them after a tussle with some revolving barrels and a bumpy ride down a flight of rubber stairs. I wind up in a room that's pitch black, and then I trip over something. Somebody stretched out on the floor. This isn't a prop dummy. Flick on my cigarette lighter. It's Cola. There's a knife in his back.
Yes, I am the... Oh, my handbag. Where did you find it?
The amusement park. There was an identification card inside.
Oh, thank you. Do come in. I am so sorry you had to go to all of this trouble to return my purse, Mr...
Mitchell. Steve Mitchell.
You could have ended it in the park office.
Well, I thought of it, but... Well... That photograph on your identification card.
Thank you. I wonder you sit down.
Thanks.
Drink?
Sure.
Mr. Mitchell, I'm rather curious about something.
Huh?
My purse. You said you found it at the amusement park.
That's right, in the Chamber of Horrors. On the floor.
Strange.
Pretty rough joint. I figured you might have dropped it.
But I was with a gentleman friend. I had given it to him and he had to put it in his pocket.
Then he must have dropped it.
Of course. We became separated somewhere in the building. I looked for him outside, couldn't find him, so I came home. Oh, your drink.
Thanks. Here, let me move over.
Oh, don't bother. You see, there is enough room. You're a visitor here, aren't you?
Yeah, tourist.
You like Italy?
Better by the minute. Half dozen records and two more drinks, and I still haven't been able to figure out one Leon Massetti. And then when I wander over to the phonograph to put on record number 7, I happen to glance out the window. There's a police car below, and standing next to it is Inspector Fabrini. He gives me the high sign. A few minutes later, I'm down in the street.
I'm sorry, Junior Mason.
Oh, that's all right. I told her I'd be right back. What's happened?
Well, I got a call from Sergeant Renzo. The plant that was delivered this morning to the room of the two men. I caught a call for it a short time ago.
Yeah, what happened?
Sergeant Renzo intercepted him. He is now at headquarters.
I'm not interested in the man. How about the trunk?
It, too, is at headquarters, awaiting your inspection. Shall we go, Senor Mitchell?
Yeah, let's. I'm very interested in that trunk.
Yes, as you say, Senor Mitchell, the trunk is heavy.
How are you doing with that lock?
A moment. I think this key will do it. Ah, there it is.
Could be we've got the loot right here in this trunk, Inspector.
Here, let us open here. Yeah.
Oh, fine.
What does this mean?
Just that we've got ourselves a trunk full of Italian dirt and rocks.
Senor Mitchell, what does this mean? Is your trunk full of dirt?
Looks like our two friends, Kohler and Scheibel, were doing some digging.
The loot, you think it is buried in the boarding house?
I don't know. And that's only one on a long list of questions I don't have answers for.
Yes, for instance, who killed Kohler in the amusement park, and why? In questioning the girl.
Yeah. She readily admitted being with Kohler there, but she might have figured it would be silly to deny it.
A story that she gave him her purse to hold that they go separate.
It could have happened that way. It also could have happened she dropped a purse in the process of killing Kohler. She's either real smart or real innocent.
Another question, why was Kohler killed?
Looks like there's a third party in the deal anyway, you figure it, Inspector. Could be another ex-Nazi or maybe a collaborator who also knows about the loot and is working either with or against the other two.
And one thing is certain. It was not Scheibel who killed his partner. He was in the room at the boarding house at the time of the murder. Excuse me. Inspector Fabini, please. Lorenzo. Yeah, what is that? Very well. Renzo reports that Scheibel has left his room. Renzo detail one of my men to follow him.
Good. Come on, Inspector. Now's our chance to get into that room and see where the trunk full of dirt came from. One of your keys ought to fit, Inspector.
See this one, perhaps?
Yeah. Well, let's pull this rug back and take a look at the floor.
Ah, see.
No sign of any loose boards. Hey, wait. The cupboard.
I will shine my light on the floor.
Now we'll...
Hey, yeah, look.
A loose board.
See if I can get it out of there. Okay, shine your light down there.
Huh? A hole about 4 feet deep.
Solid rock in the bottom, looks like.
Mitchell, do you suppose the loot was buried here?
And removed? No, that's not possible. Remember, nothing's been taken from this room but that trunk full of dirt.
Then why the hole?
Could be they're going to pick up the loot and hide it here for the time being. Which means we'd better cover this up again so they won't know where it went.
Let's see. And if we continue to keep this room under surveillance?
Yeah. Okay, I guess that looks like it did before. Come on.
Mr. Luke, out in the courtyard.
What? Oh, great. It's Scheibel coming this way.
Yeah, he has returned.
If he finds us here, the whole deal's up in smoke.
Unless we can hide.
Where?
Oh, you're right. There is nowhere.
Looks like
nowhere. No, I don't think so. Look.
Hey, it's Renzo. Hey, what's he up to?
He's walking up to Scheibel. Stopping him.
Looks like he's asking for a light.
I see he is. He's got several moved around. His back is to us now.
A nice bit of quick thinking on Sergeant Renzo's part. You should give him a promotion for that, Inspector.
He shall be taken care of.
But come quickly, now is our chance.
We slip quietly out of the room and over to one side of the courtyard. Scheibel finishes lighting Renzo's cigarette, turns and goes to his room none the wiser. We checked with the cop who was tailing him and learned Scheibel went to the same bar where Kohler was with Leia before he got killed. Scheibel waited around a while, then came back to his room. Could have been waiting for Kohler, which means he doesn't know Kohler's dead. If so, is Scheibel himself slated to be the next victim? I'll keep an eye on Scheibel's room the rest of the night, but nothing happens. The next morning, he takes off. I tail him to the waterfront. He goes aboard a fishing boat tied up at one of the docks and disappears into the cabin. I spot one of the sailors from the boat working on some rigging and walk over to him on the dock.
Morning.
Good morning, senor.
Hey, looks like you're getting ready to shove off.
Yeah, a fishing trip. We have been charged.
Huh? You mean by the man who just went aboard?
Yes, see, Senor Scheibel. He's a friend of yours?
Oh, in a way.
Ah, then perhaps you will be in the party.
Party?
He is bringing some friends of his, I'm told.
I see. Isn't that some diving gear on deck?
You see.
Thanks.
I will be seeing you later, senor.
Yeah. Maybe you will. Over here.
I was out when your telephone call came, Mitchell. I got here as soon as I could. But what is all this about?
See that boat over there at the dock?
See what about it?
Scheibel has chartered it. yacht's taking a party out on it, and there's diving gear aboard.
You will dilute these berries under the water.
See?
Who is in this party?
I don't know.
Steve!
Mitchell is Leo Massetti.
Yeah. Hail, hail, the gang's all here.
Oh, what in the world are you doing down here?
Oh, just showing a friend of mine the sights. This is, Signor Fabrini.
How do you do?
Signor. Oh, I almost forget, Steve. I am furious with you.
What did I do?
It's not what you did not do. Last night when you left, you said that you would be back.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I sort of got hung up.
Well, it will take me at least a minute to forgive you.
And what brings you down here to the waterfront, Leah?
I am going on a fishing trip.
Oh?
Signor Chardel has invited me.
Leah, my dear.
Yes. Ah, Signor Chardel, I would like you to meet a friend of mine, Signor Mitchell. And this is Signor Fabrini, did you say?
That is correct.
Name on that gentleman, Mr. Chardel.
Wait.
Do your gentleman have some time at your disposal?
Time?
Yes, I am taking a party on a fishing trip. I would like you to join me. Any friend of Lear's would be most welcome.
Well, thanks, Mr. Scheibel. We'd like very much to come.
Ah, splendid, splendid. Here is the rest of my party now.
A busload of kids in uniform.
Yeah, one military school. Excuse me. All right, boys. Get aboard. Get aboard.
Don't you think it is nice for Signor Chardel to take our boys on this trip?
Our boys?
I work at the military school as a secretary. Oh, I had better help desk them aboard.
Well, now I've seen everything.
A boatload of military school boys.
It's making less sense by the minute.
Better get aboard, Steve.
Leah.
Yes? What is it?
How come Scheibel's so interested in military school kids?
What? Well, he and his friend, the one I was with last night, they...
Cola?
Yes. They told us they run a military school in Austria. That's why they visited our school, to compare methods of administration. We told them we had not been in business very long, only a couple of months, but they seemed to think that they could learn from us.
You say your school's only been going a couple of months?
Yes.
Come
aboard,
everyone. We are
headed to Genoa. You see, when the government gave up the building, we were able to lease it and start the school.
All right, Captain.
There were formerly government offices in your building?
Yes, Mr. Ross.
Hey, wait a minute. How about during the war?
Well, I believe some of the German occupation forces were quartered there.
Genoa, Captain.
Where is the school, Leah?
Oh, on the Via Rosa, near the plaza.
The next street over from Scheibel's rooming house. Inspector, keep an eye on this end of the deal just in case I'm wrong.
Where are you going?
To school. I got a running start and jump for the dock. Just barely made it. I head for the military school. Sure, it backs right up against Scheibel's room. The joint's deserted. Find a door that leads to the basement. Then I hear a rattle of loose stones. I ease down the stairs. Spot a lantern over near one wall, a gaping hole. There's my answer, all right. But just a little too late.
Don't move, Signore.
What? Now, what do you know? My friend in the taxi cab.
Arrested the party. Attorney at law at your service.
No wonder you were so anxious to share your cab with me when I was following Kohler and Leah. You'd been following him, too. You killed him at the amusement park,
too.
I get the reason for the hole under the closet in Scheibel's room now. You tried to dig a tunnel over to here, but ran into rock.
It was Kohler's idea, and a foolish one. But we indulged it because we had plans.
Yeah, you and Scheibel decided to make it a two-way split instead of three-way. Pretty neat gag about the fishing trip, too. Chivo gets all the kids out of the building that way, which gives you time to break into the wall and grab the stuff.
You seem to know everything about my plans, except my plans for you, Senor Mitchell.
What are they?
First, you help me drag the crates out, and you will take their place permanently.
So the party's got plans for sealing me into the wall. I take a step into the opening. There are three crates. The board on one of them has been pried loose. I lift it up.
As you see, I could not resist the temptation to catch a glimpse of your fortune.
Looks like quite a fortune. Jewelry, coins, gold coins.
One of the finest collections of coins in the world. Now, honey, get the crate out.
I reach for the crate. I stumble a little, so it's heavy. Move around a bit. Then I slide my hand in the opening. Grab a handful of shiny gold coins. Throw them right in his face. I don't waste time. I go right at him, grabbing for his gun. Struggle for a while. Doesn't put up much of a fight. I guess his eyes are stinging from the coin. And eventually, land a punch and he goes down. I reach for the gun.
You!
Save it, brother. You've only got yourself to blame. You hadn't got greedy and ripped that board off to take a peep. Well, it might have turned out different. Reckon you figured those coins were a sight for sore eyes. You just didn't know how right you were. A final word from Steve Mitchell and Dangerous Assignment. In just a moment. Dangerous Assignment. Starring Lloyd Burrell as Steve Mitchell. This is a Grace Gibson radio production directed by Lawrence H. Cecil. Be with us again next week, same time, when Steve Mitchell will embark on another dangerous assignment.